This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 14th May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A bright and sunny day graces Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, with clear skies inviting residents and visitors alike to enjoy the outdoors. Meanwhile, Haifa experiences mild breezes under a clear sky. A warm night is expected throughout Israel. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, Ynet reports that Israel is preparing for renewed conflict with Iran, building a target bank with the U.S., and anticipating possible fallout in Lebanon. Also, I24 News reported earlier today that CENTCOM has confirmed Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis have been cut off from Iran's weapons support. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post highlights that Netanyahu's recent missteps have eroded U.S. support, affecting relations with both Democrats and an increasing number of Republicans. Separately, JTA has informed us that a neo-Nazi known as Commander Butcher received a 15-year sentence for plots targeting Jews in New York City. And finally, from the Australian Jewish News, a report from earlier today shares lessons learned by volunteer medics after a recent attack in Bondi. Here's what people are saying online. Eyal Yacobi, a local commentator, posted just minutes ago that the entire region of Gaza is facing severe malnutrition, echoing concerns raised by Doctors Without Borders last week. Ihab Hassan, a Palestinian activist, posted earlier today about the annual Jerusalem Day flag march, noting that Palestinians in the Old City are forced to close their businesses due to fear of harassment. Samer Sinijlawi, a political analyst, wrote 40 minutes ago that the disarmament of Hamas must be a gradual process, emphasizing the need for a credible political framework for Gaza's security. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the tensions involving Iran, Ynet reveals that Israel is ramping up its strategic preparations, potentially increasing military cooperation with the U.S. This comes as President Trump is set to hold a series of discussions upon his return to Washington. The situation poses significant implications for regional stability, particularly in Lebanon. Turning to CENTCOM's recent statement, I24 News reports that the severing of Iran's weapons support to its proxies marks a significant shift in regional power dynamics. This move aims to curtail Iran's influence across the Middle East, potentially altering the operational capabilities of militant groups. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post delves into Netanyahu's diplomatic challenges with the U.S., in pointing out that his policies have strained relations with key American political figures. This erosion of support could impact Israel's strategic alliances and its influence on U.S. foreign policy. Separately, JTA's story on the neo-Nazi sentencing underscores the ongoing threat of anti-Semitic extremism. The case highlights the importance of vigilance and the need for effective counter-terrorism measures to protect Jewish communities worldwide. Finally, the Australian Jewish News recounts the response of volunteer medics to the Bondi attack, showcasing the community's resilience and the crucial role of organized medical response in crisis situations. On the economic front, first, Keytech reports that Akamai has acquired Israeli AI browser security startup LayerX for $205 million, bolstering its zero-trust strategy as businesses navigate AI's growing influence. Separately from Maariv Business, news of a canceled Trump Tower project in Australia highlights the rapid shifts in the real estate market and the challenges faced by international developments. And finally, Ynet Business shares an unusual story of an Israeli woman who ordered items from Alo Yoga online, only to receive a package with a note supporting Hamas, illustrating the complex intersections of global commerce and politics. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.